What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
When we were talking pre-draft, one of our favorite guests to talk about Shedeur Sanders and all the many things that went along with Shedeur Sanders coming into the NFL, we talked with Brian Howell, a Colorado Buffalo beat writer for Buff Zone, and we promised him, if it happens, if he comes to Cleveland, we'll have you back on. And right now, that's exactly what we do. Welcome Brian Howell on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Brian, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. There was a lot of times during that draft I didn't think I'd ever be on Cleveland radio again.
And here we
Did
are.
Did that make you happy? Or right? What was that like? Yeah.
Yeah, it was quite the experience covering that draft, just, you know, from the Shedeur Travis Colorado angle and just kind of waiting for that to happen and, you know, watching the Browns pass on him several times. I was like, well, Cleveland's out, so where's he actually going to go? And then he actually winds up in Cleveland. So it was interesting.
So what was, if you're covering this, because I don't know, you know, what maybe events you were or weren't at. So just throughout the course of that 3-day span there, what was the reaction like as you were watching social media and watching, you know, people that follow Buff Zone, and you're watching, obviously, the Sanders family? What was the reaction to what I have described as the plunge in the NFL draft?
Yeah, well, you know, I had family things going on, and your kids in high school going to different events. And every time I went somewhere, everybody just wanted to talk about, you know, they come up to me, when you were going to get drafted? Well, I don't know. And so it was really, you couldn't go anywhere publicly without somebody wanting to talk about Shedeur falling in the draft. And, you know, obviously Buff fans were just, you know, kind of beside themselves and wondering what in the world's going on here. So, yeah, it was quite the weekend and not what I expected out of that weekend for sure.
So now in the time that's happened since, I think a lot of people are understanding what you were talking about before the draft and just the amount of people that come with Shedeur Sanders and the attention that comes with Shedeur Sanders. I mean, it's been a couple days and we've had so many reports, him running hills in Akron, to him going and visiting middle schools and all that comes with it. I know you're not surprised, but the very first few little days you had Shedeur Sanders covered in Colorado, did it feel like what it is with the Browns, or is the NFL taking it to another level?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think Shedeur is one that, you know, just get him on a team, whatever team he's on, and he'll be all in. And I've always thought that with him. And, you know, whatever the narratives were, you know, true or false, you know, going into that draft and throughout that draft, I always knew with him, just wherever he lands, he's going to be all in for that team, and they're going to love him. And I think that that's what's going to happen in Cleveland. It doesn't surprise me at all that he's already been out there visiting a school, you know, working out there. That's just Shedeur. Once he's in, that's where he's going to be.
So I guess you can kind of help us walk through which narratives were true and which ones were maybe played against Shedeur here. So I'm just curious, like, what narratives do you think were fair that came out about Shedeur in the draft? And maybe which ones do you think were unfair or untrue?
Yeah, you know, it's hard to know without obviously being in those meetings, but the main narrative that's been coming out, obviously, is that he didn't interview well. And there's part of me that can see that with him. I mean, I really liked him. I think those of us that covered him really liked him, and most people like him. But He can also, I've seen it and heard stories where he can come across as maybe a bit entitled and maybe not come across well. And so I could see where that maybe was the case. And unfortunately, maybe he didn't get good advice going into some of those things. But I just think that for him, he's got to be all in on something. And I could see a situation where he thought a team, maybe they're drafting late 20s, in the 30s, whatever, wants to talk to him. And he's doesn't think he's going to fall that far. So he's not going to give it his best effort. And so I can see a situation like that. But I just fully believe that now that he's in, he'll be all in.
If you were Shador, who would you blame the most? Would it be himself? Would it be Dion? Would it be somebody that I'm not even thinking of within his camp? Like, who would you be mad at the most and put the most responsibility for the Ishe slide?
Well, contrary to popular belief with Shador, he doesn't really blame others, and I think he would blame himself. And for him not maybe researching it more and getting better information that he needed going into those draft interviews, I really think he would blame himself on that. But really what you've seen out of him so far is he's not blaming anybody. He's just saying, hey, it is what it is. Let's get to work. And that doesn't surprise me about him at all.
Brian Howell of Buff Zone and the Boulder Daily Camera, author of several sports books as well on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, breaking down Shador Sanders falling in the draft. So in terms of the kind of fallout from that, maybe you can speak to this better than we can, because there's been this narrative that has emerged. If Shador had had maybe a proper NFL agent, some of this slide could have been avoided. Do you feel like that is a fair thing to say?
Yeah, I think so. I think that, obviously we know his father has kind of been, mentoring him through all this stuff. And I do believe that his father has been very good for him in a lot of ways. But that in some cases, I think that you're too close to a situation sometimes, and maybe it's good to get that outside source to be that that mentor and somebody to prepare you for those things. And I've coached my own kids, and you get too close to it sometimes. You think too much of your own kid sometimes, and you need that outside perspective. And so maybe he didn't get that enough, and maybe that's where hiring an agent that's not so close, not his father, but also not so close to the family all these years, would have been a good thing.
It's Dylan Gabriel, it's Kenny Pickett, it's Joe Flacco. Do you expect Shador to win that job and be the starting quarterback week one, or are you thinking it's more going to be a week five, week six, week seven type thing for Shador?
My prediction for this situation is that I think Joe Flacco is the starter day one, just because he's the experienced guy. From what I know, Browns fans like him from what he did a couple years ago, but that at some point Shador is going to be the guy. I believe he'll be the starter at some point in 2025 for the Browns.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Brian, really good stuff, man. Appreciate your time. We have fulfilled our mutual contractual obligation here. We set you free back to covering Buff Zone, and we'll catch you down the road, bud.
It's your shaduti, as Nick calls it.
That's right. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I've never called it shaduti.
No.
Not once there.
No, you're right. I just lied on your behalf.
But if it's plausible.
I mean, like I just naturally put everything with the shun in front of it, and I think that could be responsible for you at some point.
In fairness, if you said, has Nick Wilson ever said shaduti before or not, the answer is people would say yes. That's exactly
the
kind
problem
of thing
there
I would
is
say.
I can't say it myself. Like, thanks for doing the shaduti. Because I just don't roll that way.
That's true.
I don't do the shut in front of things.
I think we
unless we're calling it
back.
A shaboom.
Yeah, I think.
Hello, Costco guys.
Boom. I think we both.
But that's
know.
All. That's all. In
your
pure
team.
Shaboom. I'm team shaboom, and the shaboom is more in mockery of the system anyway.
I don't think so. I think you've embraced the system, and I think you've done the right thing. Like, this is all part and parcel of having Shador here, is embracing the system. Brian Howell on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. I thought it was interesting, kind of his reaction to the plunge, the drop, whatever we want to call it. It definitely doesn't seem like he puts that too much on Shador necessarily. And I'm sorry, he doesn't put on Shador's camp. He puts it more on the kid.
Well, I think he was trying to make the claim that Shador would take responsibility for himself and he would own up to it, which I don't know anybody would disagree with. That seems like the type of person that Shador is. But that's why I asked it more like, hey, what would you blame? Like, who would you blame? If you're going to be petty about it, if you're going to be that type of way about it, like, who would you blame? And that's where I think it becomes an interesting conversation. I think Shador's acting the right way. I think Shador's acting the way that he should be acting. But, like, you know, we don't have to play that same game. If it was us and we fell to the fifth round, Nick, and it cost us $40 million and we wanted to be petty about it, who would we blame if we were Shador?
Oh, I mean, you'd have to blame your dad, right?
You have to. And I kind of wanted Brian just to say that, but maybe he's too close to Dion, so maybe you don't want to go barking up that tree.
He'd like some coverage later
fall. We do know how that program does operate. If you say bad things about Dion, all of a sudden, you just get removed. You're just taken out of the equation.
I think Shador did the smartest thing he could have after the plunge. Down to Dion calling Andrew Berry to thank him, which is a story that came out. He just was like, all right, I'm in Cleveland and I'm moving on. Even in his answers with the press conferences that we've heard, he didn't really dwell on it a lot. It's like, no, this is what's happened and it's moved on. I actually think the media, and I hate saying anything the media because it's just a lazy way of talking about this, but I do think the collective media held on to the Shador stuff, the plunge, as it were, a hell of a lot longer than the Sanders family did. Like, I mean, we were getting Mike Florio think pieces Thursday and Friday of last week, and there was just nothing. Instead of doing what they did pre-draft and then in the draft, where Lewis Riddick and Mel Kiper were just, I mean, almost embarrassingly incredulous about the plunge, you didn't get any of that after the draft. They just allowed it to move on, which I think is the best thing you could have done for the kid.
Well, I think he really had a let's get to work now mentality, which is what he should be having. That's why, like, so instantaneously, we just started seeing him do all these other things in and around Cleveland. I think he did. I really do think he gets it. He might not end up being the greatest quarterback we've ever seen. But, like, from, like, the franchise quarterback perspective and what you have to do, like, how many other people have entered immediately day one and done what he's already been trying to do and showcase?
I should have known that if I led you to credit to give to Shador, that you would give him credit.
Why wouldn't I?
Maybe
you think I'm going to break the norms of what's been going on for 4 months and all of a sudden?
I've been ever since your boy got drafted here, I defended him.
That is debatable.
Friday from the stupidity. I was going to try and do it, and I realized very quickly that could go wrong. But the stupidity.
What's wrong with it? We got to give people
it's really
credit.
Hard to say.
We got to give people credit when they do the right things, do we not?
But no. But I think my point is, like,
I'm going to bash him when he all of a sudden does something
that
seems.
I've never seen you say anything critical about Shador.
Why would I bash him when he's doing the right things?
I'm just saying.
Why would now be the time to go ahead and be like, you know what I don't like?
I think
him going to grade schools and teaching America's youth, Cleveland's youth, on top of it. Like, that'd be a bonkers move after 4 months of riding for Shador to then be like, now's the time that I rip them.
I just think you've been riding a lot there. I think you might want to just simmer down.
I feel comfortable with the rideability, or whatever you want to call it, that we've been going down. Feel very comfortable.
Easy right. Now.
Jake, it's your birthday. I'm going to take this one easy on you. Jonathan Peterlin is very comfortable with Shedeur Sanders' rideability. That one's going to be the headline there, and we will get back to the Cavs.
No, but I'm supposed to rip him when all of a sudden he teaches a Cleveland Jew. That's the time to go off.
I think, again, like everything else, you're just stretching here, but that's okay.
Not stretching.
Okay.
They did good things.
You don't
good
need
things
to stretch
last week
after a good ride. One analyst had
you're
big,
an unreal human.
Big reservations.
You're not a real
and
human.
And criticisms for the Cavs. That's in 5 minutes on 92 Through the Fan.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.